Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there, Brian here. Coming up next, you'll be hearing the live episode we recorded on St. Patrick's Day at the Green Room 42. For the live video, join our Patreon. We posted it there. But for this, we figured it's a holiday week. Let's celebrate a holiday. So I hope you really enjoy that. But in the meantime, we are going to be live at Feinstein's 54 Below on Sunday, July 14th. That's a 9:30 p.m. show. We're going to have shenanigans, games, surprises, maybe some bad puns or good puns. We'll have a corner or two, and we'll be hanging out with friend of the show, Frozen's Patty Murin. So come out and join us. You can go to 54below.com for tickets or go to any of our social media to get tickets. Again, that's Sunday, July 14th at 9:30 p.m. We'd love to see you there. And a reminder that this episode is brought to you by Gold Star. We want to thank our friends at Gold Star for making tickets accessible. We know how expensive they can get. So if you go to goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can get tickets to concerts, comedy, dance, Broadway shows, off-Broadway shows, regional shows, whatever floats your boat across the country, Gold Star will have for you. Again, go to goldstar.com/broadwasted and see some of the shows that you may have missed or that are closing, so you can get it there. And now for your regularly scheduled Broadwasted.
Episode to you. Hello and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host Brian Plofsky, and today's big question is, how are things in Glaucomora? I may be a man of no importance, but when we hit the streets of Dublin, it's just that old devil moon that makes us look to the rainbow. Well, if you want me, just go up the hill and find your gold. I mean, when your mind's made up, it cannot be about that, so say it to me now before you're sleeping. And don't leave me abandoned and abandoned. We're gonna have a great time, but just this once.
It was so emotional with the backup.
I know. My stupidity means something. Joining us today are the usual slow fallers, mm-hmm. with the luck of the Irish, including Kevin, broken-hearted Hoover fixer sucker guy, Jager.
Sure, I'll take that one.
What does that mean?
That's the song from Once.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Everyone's like, there's a song besides Falling Slowly at Once.
It actually won Best Musical.
It did,
yeah. Also, fun fact, Kimberly, and if you don't know, today is Pajama Game Master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yay!
Hi!
Yeah, and that's it. That's the only thing happening.
Yeah, there's nothing else about Kimberly.
Sure.
And today we're here live at the Green Room 42. Yay! We are celebrating a great time, a great specific night with guests, songs, games, and more tonight. No, we're not leprechauning you. We need to have him here all the time. But happy St. Patrick's Day! Woo! Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, but guys, you know it's not actually just St. Patrick's Day. There's another day, reason that we're here for Broadwasted. It's a big day for us.
It is.
Oh, you guys remembered.
How could we forget?
Okay, so before we start, can everybody just raise a glass?
Yeah.
As we say, we're so excited that on March 17th, The Boyfriend opened on Broadway.
Yes!
It ran for 409 performances and brought us Julie Andrews. So thank you to The Boyfriend.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you to The Boyfriend.
Absolutely.
That's about all that ever happened.
Yeah, but I thought you were just going to bring up how...
Yeah, I mean, we're going to just keep going.
Okay, Kimberly, keeps saying this, but, like, we know that today is a holiday. It is your family's favorite holiday.
It's your favorite holiday.
This is my very favorite holiday.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, we had all these fun, crazy traditions on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, sure.
Because my mom was trying to make it really special, because you know that it's also
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
So because we're a Broadway stand and we're a drinking show, we're going to turn some of Kimberly's traditions into a drinking game.
Ooh. Yes, but before we play this drinking game, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Responsible table.
I'm drinking a milk stout nitro because I wanted to go with that Guinness flavor without drinking Guinness.
And I'm drinking some kind of like wheat or pilsner because I told Jake to get me a not boy beer. So it's
Jake,
really
what's
good.
What's he drinking?
A beer light.
A beer light.
Light. Yes. Yeah.
Because I look
beer.
Like a bro, but I don't drink like one. What are you drinking, Kimberly?
Oh, I have a sensible gin and tonic.
And hey, what about you, man, behind the piano? What are you drinking?
Yeah,
I'm also having a sensible G&T, but I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, no, we're okay with that. So, okay.
This behind the piano is our pianist, Dan.
Dan
is going to play for us. A couple things to point out before we start our first game.
Yep.
There are a couple of sheets of paper on your tables this evening.
What we have on your table is the first one is something you can fill out. We're going to play a game later that we're going to need your answers for. We're going to pick those up from you. So answer those questions and have those ready for us later in the show.
Yep.
The second one is a piece of paper that has some lyrics on it, and those lyrics are going to come in handy later. But something about those lyrics is what we want to teach you. Does anyone know how to say cheers? In Gaelic.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
What is it?
Sriracha.
Yes. It's cilantro. But you can kind of look
Stanley
practice
Stanley Tucci.
Okay, great. This is not going as well as I thought. So if we could all raise our glasses. And I'll say it. 1, 2, 3.
Sloppy Joe.
That's not it. But that might come in handy a little bit later. But thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yeah, really helping us out. But
I'm always good at the dialect.
Yeah, your voice is moving class, A+.
To be fair, there are so many dialects of Gaelic that maybe this is the correct way to say it.
True,
you're welcome.
Yeah. But Kimberly,
the county court.
Let's play a game. What game are we playing?
Play Kimberly.
Okay, so as we've discovered.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday and one of my family's proudest traditional moments.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Childhood Tradition. And I have my new favorite accessory in the whole wide world.
Okay.
The Game Master Fanny Pack.
Great.
This fanny pack
Good job,
all
Dan.
Of the rules to all of my games.
Okay.
And was a dollar. Traditions. Brian and Kevin are going to split the audience into two teams. They are going to be captains of their teams. Are you ready to be a captain?
Sure. Should we name our teams?
Yes, I'm ready.
You should definitely name your teams. Let me see how I'm going to split you guys up. We're going to do... Ooh, some of these tables are going to go half and half. So this half of the room is going to be on Kevin's team. That half of the room is going to be on Brian's team.
So my team were the Leprechaunic Juniors.
We're the Sham Rock and Rolls.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Nice. Big of a... Guys. The Sham Rock and Rolls. That's great. You know what? No more live on.
Perfect. He's gonna fight Harry Connick. He's so hot.
Oh my goodness. So what's gonna happen is I'm going to read some childhood traditions for St. Patrick's Day that occurred in my household for me specifically, mostly.
Sure.
And then you're going to decide if they are true or something I just made up.
Ah.
Got it.
Ah.
Great. Now Kevin does have an advantage as my sister is on his team.
Yes.
Wait.
Sister.
Yeah. How well do you remember my youth?
Perfect. Okay.
So once I say the tradition, just take a few seconds to confer with your team, and then I'm going to actually do this.
Ooh.
And Kevin, will you bring the bell over? Practice. Once you have figured out if you think it is true or false, ring the bell. Once you both have your answers in, we'll decide who wins.
Okay.
And like maybe keep track of score because like I might have prizes today.
What?
Prizes.
I know.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
Okay, perfect.
Are we ready, Sham Rock and Roll?
Leprechaunic Juniors.
This is disappointing, Sham Rock and Roll. Horribly disappointing.
Yeah, Kevin has a true sports captain
of
his dreams.
It comes from leadership.
Oh, is
backwards right. Cap, I see.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Perfect.
This is game time.
Ready. Okay, so we'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
On St. Patrick's Day, we wear green.
opening act.
We're both in.
And what would you like to say?
True.
That is, yeah, truthful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dan, you make it so much more exciting.
Yeah.
I really think we always
it's what I
piano.
Do.
Okay. Okay. During meal times,
yep.
I could only speak in rhymes. Like a leprechaun. Yeah. I'm very good at rhyming. I know because I've been miming.
But you couldn't do that all the timing.
Okay, do we think true or false?
We're going with false.
False.
Yeah, correct. That's not a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Although, you know, maybe my kids will have to do that.
Yeah, you should do
okay.
that to your children.
Yeah, just
all
torch.
The time.
Okay, I will try the same one again. Okay, I was in charge of the keys to my classrooms.
I don't know what that means. We think that's true? Okay.
Yeah.
The classrooms have keys.
I went to a Catholic school and that would not have happened.
I'm going to go with true. Shamrock and Roll is going true.
We'll say true.
Yeah, that's true.
What does that say?
Fair. I'm a little different this down. It wasn't a true tradition, but in kindergarten, my school was in an old high school, and since St. Patrick's Day was so important to me,
right.
They hid the keys to my classroom in my locker, which we
oh,
had
wow.
as kindergartners,
oh,
and because St. Patrick's Day was so special to me, I was allowed to be late to school that day.
Wow.
And so
and
I
that just stuck with
just
you through all time.
Just me.
She's like, and
yeah.
my mother was the principal.
No, they were. So the key was in my locker, and they had this whole thing planned, and then I was late to school because
she was homeschooled.
Then I was very embarrassed, and my whole class was just like sitting outside of the door waiting.
I question this institution's credentials.
Perfect. Okay. Next tradition is that the leprechaun comes at night. I think that this happens in many households.
Oh.
Or not, I don't know. But the leprechaun comes at night and he makes your house all topsy-turvy.
True.
Your, the chairs go upside down, there's glitter all over the floor, and most importantly, the milk gets dyed green.
Is he on a shelf?
Yeah. He's not on a shelf. You never see the leprechaun.
True.
I've never caught him.
That sounds oddly specific.
Let's do it. We're going to go, Shamrock and Roll is all about the true.
That sounds oddly specific, so we'll say true.
That is very true. And for the first time since my childhood, the leprechaun came to my house last night.
Oh.
Yes! So, I'm special again.
Married goals.
Okay. Next tradition.
Okay.
Yes.
Since after the leprechaun came,
uh-huh.
he also left a lot of gold around the house. And so my mom would use all of the leftover Hanukkah gelt to create a gold hunt, like an Easter egg hunt, but for gold.
Word.
Throughout the house.
Word. I don't even. Oh, we're going true on that.
Oh, we're differing. We're saying false.
You're saying false?
Yes, this is, we're on like, yeah, we're on different things. Yeah.
It's a great idea. I don't think it ever happened.
Oh.
Okay.
Alvin, did that ever happen? It probably did.
It's all right.
It was like a tradition. Yeah.
We're killing it.
Perfect. Okay. Also, if you see a rainbow...
Even till now.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is very specific. If you see a rainbow on St. Patrick's Day, you get $5. Anyone else? So, on specific rainy days, we would go to go from park to park and chase rainbows. And then however many rainbows you saw, you got $5.
Honestly, like Rainbow Go.
We're going all in on this one.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. We're going all in true.
Yeah?
You shouldn't spend your life chasing rainbows, so I say false.
Not true at all.
Yes!
Shamrock and Roll.
I like, Mom, I saw a rainbow, $5.
We are not Shamrock and Roll.
I wish I could go to my parents and be like, I saw a natural phenomenon, give me money.
That'd be cool, like, ooh,
yeah.
Thunder.
Do you get $10 for a double rainbow?
Ooh,
wow.
Don't think we ever encountered it.
It's almost a triple rainbow.
Scenario.
Right, right.
Okay, and our very last tradition.
Oh,
wait,
we can't win.
The nearest and dearest to my heart.
Yep.
Is that there is a leprechaun doll that you have in your home, and then it's magnetic. So there are four quadrants of the leprechaun that get splayed apart and hidden throughout the house, and then it is your game throughout the day to put the leprechaun back together.
What
school
did you go to?
That sounds like Braveheart, which is Scottish, so we're gonna say false.
We're going true because we need the point if we get it right.
That is not true at all.
So, the Harry Leprechaunic Juniors?
Yeah.
We win.
Do you win? I didn't pay attention points.
No, we won. We
won. So, and now I will reveal the prizes for this evening.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
Piano roll, please.
What I would bring to school every year, green Rice Krispie treats.
You know what? I'm going to give this to the responsible table to, like, spice up their night.
So there, green Rice Krispie treats with some Lucky Charms on top. Oh, no, 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 you're fine.
Yeah.
You might turn into the leprechaun.
Oh, this is broad wasted.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Perfect. And that has been Childhood Traditions.
Tradition!
That was so fun. I mean,
thank you.
Even I loved it. Yeah, it was fun.
That was great. I liked that game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, plus Kevin won, so it's a good game.
Why did your family do all those weird things?
That's a great question.
We're all wondering.
Yeah.
Again, my mom was trying to make it special. For my...
Oh, we know why.
Of course we know why. It was a big day for your family.
Obviously, because
yeah,
the
you.
Day in 1931 when Nevada legalized gambling in all forms, which made Las Vegas an apex of economic and societal growth.
Yeah, we love Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah, but enough about the rich history of Nevada and the Cooper's love of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to propose a toast.
Oh, well, I mean, you should, Brian, because we're in good company.
I hate you so much. So, raise your glasses. Sláinte.
Sriracha.
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
But one of the things I love about this holiday is that I get to pretend to be, or not pretend, I am Irish for a day.
Because you might not be able to tell, but he's not actually Irish.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, initially my family came over from Ireland to Ellis Island. They were Oplofsky, and they dropped the O when they got in.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. You do.
I do.
Yeah.
We were O. Jaeger.
Oh, yeah?
O. Jaeger.
And
it became...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. I wrote a little ditty. I did the lyrics, and then we have Megan over there, who did the music. She's amazing. So what we're going to do is I'm going to share a little bit of how I feel on this one day a year. Is anyone interested
cool.
in hearing that? Everyone say yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Testing this one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're listening.
I hear the fiddle seep out from Dublin doors.
From the doors.
I smell the whiskey drift off of wood-stained floors.
Do you smell whiskey on the floor?
Yeah.
The prose of Joyce will always light the way.
I see something. It's Joyce.
Thank you, guys. It's to that I raise my glass on this St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
The day.
I feel the Celtic blood pulse through my veins.
Pulse, 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 pulse,
grass,
pulse.
The fishermen and the farmers reaping grain.
Okay.
Their families breaking bread as children play.
They play.
It's to that I raise my glass on this St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, of course. You see, to me, this Irish festival is more than shots and beers. So cheers to all the ones who've come and gone. To me, it's key to thank them for the road they walked and carved. They starved for me and you. And where the Irish luck they brewed and knew. It's to that I raise my glass.
It's to that I raise my glass.
glass on this St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick's Day tradition is that you write a song and you sing it to me every year.
Great, it'll be my brigatoon.
I take it back.
No, keep laughing.
Well, Kevin, what about you? Did you have any Irish traditions? You grew up a nice Catholic boy.
Not really. Other than just, like, wearing green.
The leprechaun didn't come to your house.
No, we just wore green. That was pretty much it.
You were not a good boy.
Yeah, I'm... Wait a minute, guys.
What?
I kind of see some people out here who are some Act One Elphabas.
Yeah, there's not enough green in this audience.
Yeah, they're okay with being degreenified, which is not okay.
Yeah.
You guys are basically at the closest to the Ozdust Ballroom right now, and you are in desperate need of a costume change. So...
What we're going to do...
Good thing we have this box behind us full...
Have you seen this?
...of some green accessories.
So we're gonna help you guys out because we're so nice.
We're very nice to you today. We'll be the leprechauns.
Will that come?
I don't know why that got me so excited.
So Kimberly and Kevin are gonna come out there, gonna greenify you.
Yes.
But what they're also going to do is they're gonna collect the sheets that you have may or may not filled out. But if you haven't, please fill them out. Well,
just write anything.
Dan up here is going to, Dan, why don't you play a little Irish ditty for us while they go pick that up?
Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe in you.
Okay, I'll give it some thought.
Dan, why don't you do something a little Italian, maybe?
Oh, okay. Italian?
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do something a little British?
British.
Let's do something with German. Let's do something French.
I never know when that's gonna come.
Okay.
Sorry, sir.
Let's do Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah. Irish. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So now we have all, does everyone feel greenified? Thank you. But while we are greenifying everyone, I think we should play a game.
Yes.
Should we play another game? But this time for the game, we'd like to invite a guest up to the stage.
A guest?
A guest. You might remember this guest from some of our episodes of Broadwasted, but you may remember mostly as the original Jane in Tarzan on Broadway. Let's give a big, warm welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show!
Jen Gambetti! Welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're going to play something called Plot Points.
Plot Point. Shall we consult the fanny pack?
We shall. That's the only way to consult. The only thing to consult.
$1 fanny pack.
Today, Plot Points is different.
You've got to
listen to our show. We're playing Plot Points live.
From New York.
So you all generously provided us with some names of, let's see, either musicals you want revived, musicals you're excited for this season, or something you just love, or that you want created for the stage. I saw some wonderful answers in there.
And so Dan has prepared a repertoire for each of us.
A repertoire.
He has prepared a theme of certain songs for us to use.
Indeed.
Once Dan starts to, here we go. Everyone has 1 minute. Dan will start to play a song. If you all could try and guess that song as quickly as possible in the intro, guess that song for us. Once we know the song, we are going to try and sing. For instance, we will try to sing the plot of Twister or whatever has been written down.
What a cool musical.
Yeah.
Right?
Under the tornado, like, I'm a tornado, I'm here to get you all.
Yo, the
interpretive dance.
The dream ballet is with cows in Act 2.
Yes. Okay, so Dan will start to play a song, and then you will try and get everyone up here to guess what you're saying the plot of to the tune of that song.
Whoa.
And so to explain this further, Kevin's just going to start so you can figure out what it means.
Okay.
And everyone has 1 minute. Our good friend Ashley in the back is going to dim the lights a little bit, flicker them,
ooh,
just like that. That's when the time is
such
up.
A sensual
time
stuff.
So, hey, Dan, what's my repertoire of songs?
So Kevin's repertoire is going to be roles he will never get.
You could play anything.
So it'll be silent.
Nice.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're good.
Yes.
Fierce, but okay. Ready. And Kate Blanchett likes a young girl, but she can't tell people because it's the 50s.
Carol?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I know this one. Thank you.
All right. Here, dream to dream.
Yep.
Here we go.
I dreamed that I would be a princess.
Anything?
But I am dirty because I clean floors.
Cinderella?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It is the Wizard of Oz, but it's a version that came out in the 70s or 80s.
The Wiz.
Yes, it is.
He's on down.
Okay, next one. Oh, okay.
Time's up. Kevin, how many did you get?
I got 8.
No, you didn't.
I got 3.
Okay.
I always take Kevin at his word.
I know.
Don't double check.
I got 3.
All right, Ryan, you go. Kevin, come back.
Oh, this is way too big for me. I'd like to thank the Academy. There we go. Okay.
So Brian's theme is what he does in his sad, sad life.
Oh my god. Wow. Are there that many songs about meth? No.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
It's just the same song to bring over and over.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is the Charles in Charge theme song.
No one would know.
There's a door and a key and a girl. Yes! Okay. Oh! Alright, here we go.
It's topical.
Oh, this yeah.
There's a man and he sees a guy. But Kevin loves these lovebirds. They are very smart, doing lots of math. And writing on windows. Kevin loves Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly is my favorite person in the whole world.
This song goes out to some people in the audience.
Oh! Look. Okay. Oh, that's my time. It was gonna be Tootsie.
Brian, how many did you get?
Like 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Two? Yeah, I just got so excited.
I'm just gonna get it over with. You guys, I didn't get it.
Jen.
I'm really nervous.
What is Jen's category, Dan?
Yeah.
Disney songs. I'm going to be nice this time.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a little Let It Go.
Yes, we're on the verge.
Woo! All right.
more like.
Okay,
so
wait,
great.
The time is
right. You're doing great.
This one's some Milan.
Okay, okay. And they're very young people in it, and there's an internet sensation. It just started previews. They are doing things with a Japanese
thing. Oh, chill. Chill. There you go.
Okay.
Do some, let's do some Milan.
Okay.
The same show.
They meant well, it was his first big show. Everybody did.
Oh, there it is. You got, oh, it's high.
Did you also get 7 or 8?
So, like, really? It's
I think
just,
you're winning.
You are.
You have 4.
But I see. It's more like kind of like charades or Pictionary. Like, you don't have
oh,
to, like,
yeah.
really. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. It's
yeah.
fun. It's fun.
Can I take
yeah,
a turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the lead. I don't want you to be stressed about that, but I'm in the lead.
So for Kimberly, I'm doing songs from a very highly anticipated upcoming Broadway show.
Ooh, very exciting.
Look, what?
You ready? What could it be?
I don't know. Lots of Hugh Jackman songs.
Okay. All right.
That's exciting.
Okay.
They play a game. It's boring. It's like checkers.
Three?
7 or 8.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. 7 or 8.
Cool. Should we do another round? Let's
do
another
round. Right
yeah,
another yeah, let's do another round.
Okay.
We can do a lightning round.
Lightning round. Actually, can we do 30 seconds?
Oh.
Yes.
45. Brian, you want to go?
Yeah, we'll do same
order. Cool.
Okay,
and we're all tied for 8, so.
Yeah.
I'll try to make the songs a little harder this time.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Aww, you're a handsome
He got one for me, too.
Okay, what are we...
Husband of the show.
Are we doing the same...
I think I'm going to stick to the same theme.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Sure. Okay. They're different districts, and they're fighting against each other.
Hunger Games family.
Kids can die on stage. That sounds real bad.
We want... Oh, what's next?
Dun-dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun dun.
We want Lady Gaga.
Funny girl.
Yes.
Okay.
I really want
to. Okay. So no one told you you're going to Harvard and you got yellow hair. Yeah, there you go.
Did you say no hair? Oh, yellow hair.
It's the Flintstones.
Oh, felines.
Oh,
meet
no.
the felines.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Look at the lights.
Continue right, with Broadway roles.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And.
What is
this? One. Okay, yeah.
45 seconds.
That is at dinner.
Oh, not
she
working.
She has a guy that plays football, so she pays for him to go to school.
Blindside, yes.
Okay.
Beautiful morning.
Beautiful thing in the sky. And Carmen Cusack belts her face off.
Bright star?
Yes. Angelina Jolie won an Oscar because she
Girl Interrupted.
Out. Yes. No!
We're all tied. So, Jen, this is all yours to win.
Well, we're going to start with, well, we're just so happy that
Jen has been our guest.
She makes a pie and it has poop in it, and she
works. Oh, the help! the Ripley Greer audition room.
Okay. It was at Pearl.
Oh, it was at Pearl.
Very appropriate for Jen.
Ask your shit, Zach.
Okay. Jen, she knows one.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. And there is a group of musicians traveling in Israel.
The band's visit.
That's all. That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not what people usually say.
All right, Kimberly, on this St. Patrick's Day, can you pull out the win?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Jen won.
Jen Gambit.
Yes, Jen won. Yeah.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
You did good.
That's perfect. So good.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So while we get your prize, do you mind if we ask you a question or two?
Not at all.
Oh, great. So
I get prize, though. Can I have a Rice Krispie treat?
So quick questions for you.
Yes.
Do you do anything special for the holiday? Because when you were little, with your kids now?
Well, today we did. So I married an Irishman, Curtis Cregan. Yeah. And I don't know that he did traditions when he was younger, but today we made corned beef in the Instapot.
I have one too.
We just got it.
Oh,
it was our
my
first
God.
Thing. It was amazing. 2 hours it only took.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You really corned that beef?
We corned that beef
yeah.
in 2 hours flat. And I made some cabbage, and our friend had given us soda bread, so we like had all the fixings.
That sounds so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And then you did something else today that should be part of everyone's tradition.
Oh, right. You saw that on the Instagram. I was laughing. You girls were taking a picture, and you're like, it's for the gram. yes, so I was also brought up Catholic, and we went to church today, and after church we went to McDonald's and had a shamrock shake.
Yes!
Girls' first shamrock shake.
That's amazing.
And I feel like it's like particularly like a Midwest, I know they have them here, but it's like my brother and I, we lived for the shamrock shake season.
Yeah.
Wait, before you go, Brian, before
yeah.
we go on.
Sure.
I have something really important that I need to share with Kimberly.
You do?
Okay.
And I don't think I can say it in words.
Oh.
I think I have to sing it like a musical play song.
Kevin, can you? Okay. I think you need a little more.
I'm going to get ready.
Yeah. Want to switch, Kimberly?
Love. You're lost without your love. your heartache's on the floor. I can help you, I've been there before. When I need to relax, I just put on some tracks from this CD I bought at a store.
Oh, this is gonna be long.
Isn't that relaxing?
Oh no.
It's called Colin Farrell's Best Hits.
Come drink.
When I'm lonely or feeling dejected,
a lot,
I play this and it never fails.
Dan's in your house?
I pretend like I'm in Ireland with Enya and the Wales. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
I don't know where this is going from.
Who's the Wales?
When my telephone gets disconnected, or I spend every night alone, I pretend like I'm in Ireland, where the Irish bagpipes drone. Hear the grass as a rainstorm is ending. People smile as they stroll past their farm with a red-headed sailor named Brendan.
He sounds cute.
And we dance without moving our arms. At this bar once I met this guy, Dewey, and he bought me like 14 beers. And he told me that he was from Ireland. So I lived with him 10 years.
That's not true.
When I squinted, he'd look like my sailor.
Never met a sailor.
In my boozy delusional fog. But he dumped me for some slut named Brian.
That's right.
Took my trailer and took my dog. In Ireland, they know how to love you. You embrace in the misty Irish breeze.
It's not Pride and Prejudice.
And if your Irish boy tires of you, you're allowed to shoot him in the knees. Oh, Kimberly.
Yes?
You look like that poster for Ireland. Long red hair and that sweet sunny face. And I look like the poster for Duloc. Screw it. I'll never see either place. But a girl sweet as you has a future. You have hope. As each new day dawns, girls like you always get to see Ireland.
Okay.
Just hold on. Give my love to the leprechaun. You're welcome.
Thank you for whatever that was, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, should we play a game?
Ooh, let's play a game. Yeah.
I would love to play another game, but I have had 3 gin and tonics. So, Kevin, can you host this one?
Whoa.
I'm not really sure.
But I think I can. So before we start, we're going to bring up a very special guest for this next game. He is the drawer of Broadway. You've all seen his work before. Let's bring up Justin Squiggs Robertson. Welcome to stage.
Hello.
Squiggs.
We're setting up the thing right now?
Yeah. We are. So the thing we're going to play, if any of you are from the 80s, you might remember Win, Lose, or Draw. So those of you who were born after me and makes me feel old, let me explain. So the way this is going to work is our amazing artist, Squiggs, is going to be our designated artist for the evening. So we're going to have two teams. We're going to have Jen Gambetes and Kimberly Cooper-Schmidt on one team, the girls' team. And then we'll have the gentlemen's team. That will be Brian Plofsky.
Sure.
And we'll pull Dan up from behind the piano. Come on out, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan, you have legs?
Dan, he's there, man. If he can't do it, great!
What is that from?
Latin.
Thank you.
Can I be on Kimberly's team?
So now, the way this is going to work is I am going to... have one team go at a time, so we'll have ladies go first. And I'm going to give Squeaks some different prompts, and he's going to draw them.
FYI, this is very quick, and it's not going to be pretty.
So Squeaks has 90 seconds to get each team to guess as many as possible. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Squeaks a big stack so he's ready to go. Ladies first.
Guess.
So you're going to try to guess, and as soon as you get it right, we'll move on to the next one. We'll see how many you can get in 90 seconds. Then it will be the gentleman's turn. Okay. Everybody good? Are you ready, Squeaks?
Yeah. Sure. We got this.
So these are all, just so everyone knows, the categories all come from classic or musical theater songs. So I'm going to give Squiggs his first slip. Okay. And then we're going to start the timer, and my lovely friend back there is going to flash the lights when 90 seconds is up. So are we ready?
Yes.
Set? Go!
Baby fish mouth. Anyone? Anyone? No, go.
Okay.
That's a person.
Head, foot.
Head over heels.
Yes.
Ooh! You bring in that ringer.
Universe, dominoes, mouth, clown.
Send in the
clown.
People who need people.
What?
Okay, play.
She wants all those crispy.
Moon over Miami. No, that's Denny.
The sun and the moon, stars at night. The sun and the moon? No.
Moon, sun. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Pizza.
Time.
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 Moon.
Sun in the morning and the moon at night. No.
Moon.
Sleep.
Moon river. Moon sleep. Moon. Good night, moon.
Sleep time.
Good night, moon.
The moon.
So you wrote night. So you have night. Correct.
Night
is correct.
Night.
Night.
Time,
sunshine.
Night, sun.
Night plus.
Night
so you're
plus.
So you don't have any classic musical fans in the audience.
Night and.
Day.
Of course.
The Tom Cruise.
Well done.
What?
Well done.
Okay.
Three. So the ladies got three. Great job.
Right.
So now we're going to move on to the gentlemen.
All right.
Let's get a hand for Squeak, shall we? Thank you. All right, so I'm going to give Squiggies first.
FYI, with this hat, I'm Kate Schindel in Wonderland.
Squiggs just won the show. Okay.
All right,
so that's your first one, Squiggs. You got it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. So we're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
Bell. I hear bells. Bells on a bell.
If I wore a bell? If I wore a bell?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Plays the violin.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pyramid, mountain, climb every mountain.
Climb every mountain.
Yes. Donut.
I don't
scream.
Oh my gosh, this is
Broadway Baby.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. No, that's
Cloudy Day.
Put on a happy
make
face.
Make all the clouds roll away.
The sky, the space, sky. The sky.
Sun will come out.
Sky. No, he wrote sky. We got sky.
Blue skies.
Blue skies. Up skies.
Up skies.
Corner. My corner of the sky. Oh my gosh.
Blowing out to the earth.
Pie.
Time.
Time. Pie.
Time after time.
Time
changes everything. As the world turns.
A little newer.
A little newer.
Time after time. That you're saying.
Maybe. Oh, what was that one?
If I could turn back.
Musical.
That was hard, though. My
that
turn
was really hard.
Okay. We got five?
Yeah, so the boys won that round.
Ooh.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to give Squiggs a little break. He did a great job. So now...
Yes!
So now we're going to have the ladies' team come over on this side with the gentlemen.
Okay.
And Squiggs is going to join them. And the audience is going to vote which of the boys you're going to have draw this next round. Should it be Brian? Or should it be Dan?
Again, no more live audience.
They did not tell me this was
going to
happen.
So Dan is going to draw this time. Okay, so if Dan can get them to guess more than the boys just got, so you got more than five. Then Dan wins the Rice Krispie treats. If Dan does not get that, then the folks over here do. Same category. I made like 4,000 of these. Okay, so Dan, I'm going to show you the first one so you can see it. And we're at 90 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, one!
It's a lady?
It's like alphabet. She's
screaming.
Yelling lady, screaming lady.
I hate you.
I hate men.
Dan can use words in this round.
Mean girls.
Is it Mean Girls? Oh! They could come out and say, I hate you. That would defeat the purpose of a mean girl.
Okay.
Subtlety.
Sun, up, sun, daylight, sunrise, sunset.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's okay. An arrow. I thought it was an umbrella.
A beach.
He plays piano.
Think old school musical, classic musical.
Moon, sun, and the stars of the moon night. Laughing at night in the...
Buffalo?
Oh.
What was that?
Comedy Tonight.
Oh.
So it looks like
perfect.
Dan lost that round, but you guys all win Rice Krispie Treats!
Yay!
So this has been Win, Lose, or Draw!
Thank you.
Great job, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm proud of you. Now, Dan, you can go back behind the piano. Great job.
I'll get it. So, Squiggs,
hello.
While we're cleaning this up, a couple of questions for you.
Okay, sure.
So you're a big beer connoisseur.
I am.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite beer? Is there a beer you drink typically on holidays like this?
On St. Patrick's Day, of course, you know, the Guinness is the thing, and it's actually a very good quality beer. It's like
sure.
They've been making it for forever and ever. And if you're wanting something that's a little lower in calories, ironically, it's one of the lower calorie beers that's not listed as a light beer. So.
Wait, really?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Everyone says, it's so heavy, and it might feel like heavy, like
a loaf of bread.
But yes. It's actually a lower calorie beer.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't have a favorite specific beer.
That's okay.
But kind of what I like is just it's like drinking local, like drinking
sure.
what they make in your neighborhood, you know. And here in New York City, there in the last 7 or 8 years, some great craft breweries have popped up.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites are Fifth Hammer out in Long Island City,
mm-hmm.
Other Half and Grimm out in Brooklyn.
Sure.
Gun Hill up in the Bronx. Some really
sure.
great places with great beer.
Now, if you didn't know, Squiggs is an incredible artist. Who you may have not guessed from
yeah.
that.
No, you wouldn't have guessed it from those.
It's really hard.
But not only does he draw all of the new shows that come out and some new casts, but he also has this thing called Lights of Broadway.
Oh.
Basically Broadway trading cards, essentially.
Yes.
Anything fun and exciting, you know, that we've that have seen? Like,
sure.
Anything you could share with us?
Oh, absolutely. We came out with our most recent full edition in the autumn, and we're looking ahead to our next full edition coming up later in the year. But we've started to do more show specific editions.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So the first one that we did is for The Prom.
Go see The Prom.
The
yeah.
Prom.
This is also
yeah.
a prom podcast, and we love it. So
yes,
go see
absolutely.
It.
Yeah. So this one is not as big as some of our full editions that have as many as 130 cards in them. This is a little bit more manageable. Has, you know, maybe 36 cards, including like the autographed cards and that kind of thing. There are cards you get that will earn you prizes, you know, swag and cast albums and that sort of thing.
Oh,
and,
that's super cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very interactive, and it's been going over really well over at the old Longacre.
That's yes. Everyone go see Prom.
Yeah.
So good. I just want to thank you for joining us and drawing.
Oh, my
and
pleasure.
Jen, thank you so much
yay.
For playing with
yeah.
us. Everyone give a huge round of applause
yes.
to these magical people.
Thank you.
Awesome. So we've kind of been joking a lot today because hilarity ensues here on Broadwasted.
Right, it does.
Yeah. There's something we'd also like to share. Kevin, would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, so we actually know what today is. We do.
Yeah, I know.
It's Kurt
Patrick's
yeah.
Day.
It's Kurt Russell's birthday.
Right, it's the birthday of Nat King Cole.
Mm-hmm.
The singer of Unforgettable and Mona Lisa.
Of course. You also know Gary Sinise was born today.
Rob Lowe, I heard.
Yeah. Rob Lowe?
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins lead singer Billy Corgan.
Oh, yeah. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
That's right.
Yeah. Totally the reason for the season.
Yeah. Yep. But also, we also know that today is Kimberly's 30th birthday. Now, we love Kimberly very much.
We do. Thanks. You may not have been able to tell, but we do.
But there's actually an individual who loves her more.
Mm-hmm.
Her
mm-hmm.
sister, come on up here. No, I'm kidding.
she just killed you with her eyes.
I know. We're going to bring up someone pretty special. Yeah. He happens to be my best friend.
He does.
He happens to be an enemy of the show.
Yep.
And he also happens to be Kimberly's husband.
He does.
In that order.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Never forget it.
Yeah. But what we've been told is that he's going to come up and he just wants to sing a romantic song tonight. So, everybody, enemy of the show.
We all joke around, but let's get a little, like, romantic and serious.
Jay Schmidt!
So, Kimberly was planning this birthday show, and she said to me, I want you to sing something sweet to me. And I knew exactly what I wanted to sing. But as we were planning the show, Brian and Kevin...
That's us!
Yeah. And even Dan was like, yo, you should sing something like... Crowd pleasing. You should sing something rocky.
Yeah.
That's something I want to hear. But I was like, no. I was like, no, I'm going to sing something sweet and romantic. Something I know she'll like. So I can make her cry. So I'm going to be singing When the Children Are Asleep from Carousel. Aww. When I make enough money at a London boat.
Just go with it.
Okay. I'll put all my money in another little boat. I'll make twice as much out of two little boats. And the first thing you know, I'll have four little boats, then eight little boats, then a fleet of little boats, and then a great big.
Schmidt, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a carousel I'd like to see.
Oh, yeah. Dan, music direct.
Yeah.
I love you.
But now comes a little sing-along portion. Ooh. We want to include all of you. That's okay. If you all on your table, you'll see a chorus on there. So we taught you cilantro early on in the
cilantro,
night.
Cilantro, got
cilantro,
it.
Cilantro, yes.
I don't like cilantro.
We taught you that early on in the night, and we're going to do a little ditty. We all want you to join in. So everyone raise your drink for me. Let's say cilantro.
Salad work.
Sarsaparilla.
This is not going well. Should we do that?
Let's do it.
Again, lyrics by me, music by the wonderful Megan over here.
Hey, woo! Megan.
There you go.
You ready, everybody?
Yes.
One person is ready. Are we ready, everybody?
Yes.
All right. It was the 17th of March, and St. Patrick came to town. Not to drive away the snakes, but to throw a Guinness down. So he stepped into our pub, raised his glass up like you do, and he sang with all his might, Happy Saint Me Day to you.
Sancha, drink another beer.
I can't hear you.
Sancha, do another shot. May you find your pot of gold, but we'll all be up
for rainbows
in the morning.
Kevin?
It was the 17th of March, and St. Patrick had been seen. Returned to good old Ireland, sipping stew, wearing green. So he popped into our bar, had a drink or two or three, and he sang without a slur, Happy St. P. Day, neither you or me.
Sunshine. is hot or cold. May you find your pot of gold, but we'll wait to look for rainbows in the morning.
Kimberly, would you like to join in?
Yeah, cool. It was the 17th of March, and St. Patrick came on over from Galway, Dublin, Cork, clutching for his burly plover. He was welcomed back with whiskey, because we thought that he was dead. I'm back to drink, he noted, because and to eat more soda bread.
Yeah,
that's the lyric that you wrote.
Yeah.
Cool.
And to eat more soda
bread. Yeah, I said
Swatcha, drink another beer with me. Swatcha, do another shot for free. If your luck is hot or cold, may you find your pot of gold. We'll wait to look for rainbows in the morning.
It was the 17th of March, and St. Patrick wasn't done.
The night kept raging on, every person having fun.
He was making all the rounds.
Then was nowhere to be seen. He had left with no goodbye. Slancha, drink another beer with me. Slancha, do another shot for free. If your luck is hot or cold, may you find your pot of gold. We'll wait to look for rainbows.
Episode. We all want to thank you all so much for joining us. Give yourselves a round of applause. We want to thank our very, very special guests, the wonderful Squigs. Squigs, you're amazing. You're the best. I have so much of his art in my room. He's the best. Jen, we love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
We also want to thank the Green Room 42 for having us and the amazing staff here. Please take care of your servers and everything, the great things they've done tonight. And our sound team and everybody over there, thank you.
Thank you, Ashley, who's back there on our lights and mic.
Woo!
And then Dan on the piano.
Mr. Dan!
Yay!
But we do end every episode with a quote.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Here it is.
Happy birthday!
Really
can
you find them something
like
more
manageable? I mean, it was around for me, but I'm just concerned about you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kimberly. Happy birthday.
Find us on iTunes, Spotify, rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
And thank you.
Again, thank you to everyone. Dan, you're amazing. Ashley, yay. Megan, you're incredible. Thank you so much for working on those songs with us. Jay, you were cool.
I like being married to you.
But again, Squigs, thank you so much. Check out Lights of Broadway cards. Jen's amazing. You can hear on so many original cast albums. She's just concerts. Check her out. Follow her on Instagram. She's incredible. And then, of course...
I'm great, too.
Yeah, sure.
And thank you to Kevin.
Kimberly, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And as we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Zoo-doo-wop-bop.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody, especially when some of this podcast was literally a visual game. We really appreciated everyone who was there, and we really hope to see you at our July 14th live show at 54 Below. Again, you can go to 54below.com or any of our social media to get tickets. Our guest is Patty Murin, who you know from Frozen, Lysistrata Jones, of course, her episode of Royal Pains, and also Chicago Med. Thank you so much to Gold Star. Again, go to goldstar.com/broadwasted to get awesome discounted tickets to Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theater, concerts, comedy, dance, activities all across the country. Again, goldstar.com/broadwasted. Thank you so much, everybody. You'll hear us next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.